Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hello and welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 59, live from SF Sketchfest with Zach Galifianakis. Well, it's not live. I mean, it's not streaming. It's just it was live and we recorded it, and so I said live, and that's how words work. All right, a couple of quick announcements. As you may have heard, I am performing in Boston, Massachusetts on April 9th at the Wilbur Theater. This is a very large theater, and I would really appreciate it if you came out, because it turns out theater seats need bodies in them. So that you can keep telling jokes for a living. So please come out to that. Details are at Nerdist.com. In the sidebar, there's a ticket link for the Wilbur Theater under the heading, Look at Me! Also, I would like to invite you to join our new Facebook page, which we just launched. I know, it's 2011. Anyway, Facebook.com/Nerdist, simply enough. So come like us! Isn't that funny? Isn't that just like, isn't that the perfect way to condense how we all feel inside? Yes, please like me! And now they have done that in the physical universe with a digital button. Fantastic. And finally, I would like to happily welcome our very first sponsor of the year, Falcon Northwest Computer Systems. These guys are awesome. I got to be pals with one of these guys. They are nerds. They listen to the podcast. They're just like you. They handcraft custom PCs in the Pacific Northwest. Super nice folks. They'll build any kind of desktop or laptop PC you want. They will hand paint your company's logo on it or whatever you want on any kind of logo. These are computers for game players, content creators, business people, any type of PC enthusiast. And these guys have been doing this for 20 years. Their pedigree is incredible. And they have been very well reviewed by some places you might have heard of, like Attack of the Show, for instance. 5 out of 5 those guys got. PC Magazine Editor's Choice, CNET Editor's Choice, Maximum PC, PC Gamer. I mean, these guys are the real deal. It's all done by hand. They're not on conveyor belts. They are known for exotic hardware and hand-painted artwork, but they can also build simple systems for you too if that's what you're looking for. So go to their website, check it out, dig around, see the reviews. I know you'll be impressed. The URL is falcon-nw.com. That's falcon-nw.com. If you forget that, just Google or Bing Falcon Northwest and they'll be right at the top because they have good SEO. That's Falcon Northwest Computer Systems, masterpieces of handcrafted silicon. All right, and now we're ready. The Nerdist Podcast number 59, live from SF Sketchfest with Zach Galifianakis. Hugs. Nerdist.com.
Schwa?
Is this working? Hello? Welcome, everybody, to the Nerdist Podcast Live! Yeah! Oh, my God, shit.
I'll hang on to
this. This was quite a turnout, you guys. How are you doing? What's your name? Kiddo? Sean? You look like a pack of firecrackers with a can-do attitude.
I could do that, too.
Shut up. Sit down. What's your name?
Our mics aren't on.
Nick, your mics aren't on?
Check. Hey, we're people, too, man.
Nope. You got your mics on?
I wasn't on singled out, but I fucking did some shit in my life.
All right. Let's.
Hey, how are you, asshole? See, I can do the same shit.
All right.
Unlike you fuckers, I watch Shipmates.
I didn't even watch Shipmates. Right here, though, we have 50 single men. All right. It's a bad habit. Let's move past. Most people don't even remember that show. Like, I went to perform.
No, I wasn't. That was not a solicitation. It's not like most people won't remember that show.
I also remember Blind Date. And Pop-Up Video.
Pop-Up Video. Yo, 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 Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Shit. Clarissa explains it all.
She explains it with magic. Clarissa is fucking Sabrina.
She explained it with video games.
She really did.
Snick. No, no, no.
Snake.
This is very...
Oh, Snick. I
Snick, yeah, yeah.
I
Saturday Night
Saturday
Nickelodeon.
Saturday Night Nickelodeon, yeah. Of course. Are You Afraid of the Dark? I was.
This is it.
Now that the reference portion of the evening is over,
let us move on.
You guys all remember the game Trouble.
Atari, Nintendo, Moon Pies. All right, are we good? We got all the references out?
No, I wasn't done. And that Pop-O-Matic bubble was all like, what? Sorry, I got
motherfucking Pop-O-Matic. I used to have a bit in my... When I first started doing stand-up, I had a bit in my act about that where I called it was the existential comic because he just mentioned that things existed. And people confuse recognizing a thing with comedy, and so they laugh, I think, because in their minds they feel safe. Oh, we all know the same things. But it was these guys go up at like the Laugh Factory and some guy would just come out and be like, remember Funyuns? And people would go, fucking bananas. Oh my God, Funyuns, goddamn!
I had a similar...
Remember lunch? I had lunch today! Like just whatever they could... they could remember.
I had a similar joke where it's like it's that kind of comic that just references shit that people remember to get a response, but he can never remember the exact name of something, like an asshole friend. But it's like you know when you're kids and you're playing the thing, you tag them and they stop and they stop. It's like fuck. You all remember freeze tag? It's not good.
How are you guys? Are you guys? You know, we started doing the podcast twice a week now. I thought people were going to be like, fuck you, dude. There's already too many shows in the podcast verse.
I think it's crazy that they're not sick of us because I'm sick of you guys.
You're fired.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet freedom.
I have to pay you first and then you're fired. You're here free. It's indentured servitude. Yeah. But yeah, we started doing two episodes a week and the second episode is just the three of us because, I mean... You know, the guests talk a lot, and I talk a lot about myself, which I'm sorry about. I'm an only child. The fuck do you want?
People love you.
What?
People love you.
I get some interesting emails from people. They're like, you don't have to inject yourself in every store. I mean, that's just how I read their emails in my head.
One day you're going to meet that guy that talks like that.
Yeah. But he's going to be a really big fan.
Chris,
so you're not,
seriously, Chris, I love you.
Are you the guy who's been emailing me?
Yes, I've been emailing you, Chris. How did you know it was I?
You're
was
really you? Funny. Nice Doctor Who reference.
They're all nice Doctor Who references.
They are now. They are now.
I love... I'm so excited that... I mean, I watched it before you guys, and then Matt got into it, and then within a week, Matt was like, so I've been watching all the extra specials as well, and then I went back and watched...
And I informed him of things he didn't know.
Yep, that's right, you did. And then Jonah's just sort of sifting his way through it right now with his girlfriend.
Yeah, me and the lady are watching them. They're great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank
that
you.
That thing you guys know is good. We're telling you it's good.
Are you guys... Thanks. How many people... How many people came out because they knew they were coming to see the podcast? And how many people... I just assumed...
That doesn't bode well for our low self-esteem.
I just assumed it was going to be like, what's that dumb fucking show? I don't know. Zach Galifianakis is on it. Buy tickets. You know, like, I just assumed that it was going to be that. Which is totally fine.
That's why I came.
You did. Yeah, he wasn't going to come. Somebody had to work at the... Someone had to work at the Brainiac Bar at the fruit-themed computer store that he works at that I can't say.
We drove up together, me and him.
Did you really?
Yeah, yep.
Just like an old married couple.
Yeah, yeah. And I fucking told him his driving was shitty just as much.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah, you're a horrible driver. But to make fun of him, I put on Crash by Dave Matthews Band. And then he was like,
it is called Crash Into Me.
Whatever.
While watching the movie Crash by David Cronenberg.
He was like, this is like one of their worst songs, and then just started singing along to every fucking word.
I knew it was all I was going to get, so I just went with it.
But then you guys wrecked your car and fucked furiously, right? Just like
exactly. I only fuck wounds after a car accident.
Crash into me.
And as your girlfriend pointed out, it's about fucking coming into a girl. That's right.
Did she point it out with those words? Hey, you guys know this is about fucking coming into a girl, right?
Yeah. Hike up your skirt, fucking crash into me, like fucking come in my skis.
I guess so. I think come in my skis. Those would have been better lyrics, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Come.
I don't know if a girl would appreciate it if you're like, hey, I'm going to crash into you. just came home with your pants are down. You're like, you better... I better show the world to me under that skirt.
Well, it makes sense, though, because Dave Matthews does sing like he's coming the entire time.
He really does. Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews will put his cock in a car with you. Are you not having it? Are you not having it? Here, Rojas.
Like a child.
Whatever. He's fucking awesome.
You must be upset because he's not... I mean, he is playing some shows this year, but he's not technically touring.
That's not official yet.
Is he working on that Don't Mess with the Zohan sequel? He was in that movie.
I didn't see it.
That's a... Really?
No, I didn't see it.
Is the sequel really Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Yeah.
It's a Hollywood joke.
You know how you San Franciscans like Hollywood jokes.
Somebody make fun of Blue Bottle Coffee. That's what it's called, right? What are you feeling okay, Matthew?
I'm going to keep eating Fisherman's Friend.
Are you eating them?
Well, I'm not eating them. I'm making them moist.
What are they?
Fisherman's Friend, they're for your throat.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
They're so I don't cough.
Yeah, well, Matthew's day job is a trout fisherman.
My dad used to get fishermen's... He would come home with Fisherman's Friend and Bag Bomb. I don't know if any of you know Bag Bomb, but it's for cow udders.
What?
My dad would be like, oh, it's for my dry hands. It's for cow udders. It's called Bag Bomb.
Now, wait a minute. I played a talking cow with udders, and I don't remember this.
You did that much research? You're like, so I'm going
to
be playing a cow,
that's
huh?
How the character
Hold on.
I get.
I'm going to be a farmer for a year.
Yep. What would my male cow do if his udders got dry?
Yeah. Now, this show is not very realistic. I know it's a male cow with udders, but where's the Bag Bomb?
Yeah, but no, he had Bag Bomb and Fisherman's Friend, and I remember them from my youth, and they kick your ass. Like, they will just, your throat, you can't feel anything anymore.
Let me ask you a question. Do the Fisherman's Friend crash into your throat?
That doesn't sound like the song.
No, they
at
come
all.
In what? My throat. Gross!
Yeah. Hey, can this Fisherman's Friend come in your throat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to crash into your throat. All right.
While I listen to the Downeaster Alexa, it's about fishermen. It's a Billy Joel song.
No one likes
wow,
Billy Joel
no
song.
No one knows Billy Joel.
No, they don't care that it was named after his daughter. Shut up, sir. This is not a town hall meeting.
The floor recognizes.
You lie!
Sorry. See that one guy in Parliament? I don't know where it was, but he jumped off of the balcony.
He said they all said he would have died if it wasn't for that powdered wig.
All right.
Why did a guy jump out of Parliament?
Oh, he wanted to commit suicide in front of Parliament. So, he did the lamest attempt I've ever seen at falling 15 feet. He just broke some stuff.
I'd like to see you fall that far.
Stay tuned.
Matt's going to stage dive into the front row.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
But you guys are still are you still doing the slow carb diet?
No, fuck that thing.
Poor Jonah. Jonah, you were doing it, and then I saw you, and then you just had this... But you weren't eating enough. You have to... It's counterintuitive, but you have to eat more if you're working out.
No,
he just had this glazed look in his eye, and we're like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm dieting, but I'm not sure if I'm doing it right.
I was doing it until I was homesick from work on Monday, and I was like, fuck it, I want pancakes.
Yeah, because that's what's great for a cold.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is, right?
Starve a fever, feed a cold pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah.
Yeah, no, it fucked me up. And then, like, I ended it after I got food poisoning, which I blame on the diet.
You know, that's not technically part of the diet to get food poisoning.
But here's the worst part. I got, like, food poisoning, so it was, shitting and diarrhea.
They understand what food poisoning is. Did you have to define it?
Did you?
You know how shit comes out of your asshole? Hear me out.
But it was like, but it's not like
shit.
You're
throwing up, and then your asshole just kind of parts to let wet shit come out. It's sort of like that.
Yeah. I was reading about Chinese women in China for job interviews. They will
eat tapeworms. Are you overexplaining everything to you? You just said Chinese women in China?
Chinese women. I don't want them to think it's across the globe. There are Chinese people outside of China, Chris.
Does it say made in China on them somewhere?
Right on the foot.
Okay.
What, people? God. Anyway, so they swallow tapeworms because they want to look thin for job interviews.
That's a fucking great
idea.
For
job interviews?
Yeah. So there's a lot of people to compete
also,
with.
If you're interviewing for the job of clown, Chris is pulling a tapeworm out
but
of
I always
his
thought
asshole.
I always thought about that when I was a kid. I kind of wanted
it's for the listeners. For
no,
the
I started doing
home.
Space work, and then I realized like you can't see space work on a podcast.
I wanted a tapeworm when I was a child. Like I wanted
as a
one.
Pet?
No, for my insides to eat what I ate. Yeah.
Not to lose weight, just to have someone that ate the same amount of food as you.
I was telling Jonah today about the time I was 12 years old at my friend's birthday party on a go-kart, and it wouldn't
that's right,
it would
sorry.
Not go up the hill.
Oh, boy.
So, like, the go-kart attendant comes out and goes, it's all right, it's all right. And he's like, next time, just gun it.
Was he like, it's all right, you're like, no, it's not going to be for a long time.
It was the second saddest moment of my childhood. The other one was when I waited an hour and a half for a roller coaster at Six Flags, it wouldn't fit.
Now, at that moment, did you hear
that's
in your
so
head?
True.
This looks like a job for a tapeworm.
But it was like I waited an hour and a half, and then that's the saddest walk ever. The walk because you have to walk by the exit line because you can't get on the other side of the where you exit, so you have to walk by all the people that were waiting in line.
You have, to zigzag through Space Mountain.
And I just go, didn't fit.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm in pretty good shape.
I can fit on Space Mountain.
Know.
Fuck you.
Does the thing say, you must be this tall and this wide?
Yeah. They didn't. And I was always like, it's my shoulders. They're so broad. It's probably exactly why I didn't fit. Yeah.
So if anyone brought a tapeworm,
meet me after the show.
Yeah. I'm thrilled that so many people showed up for the show. I feel like we should just get it started.
Should we get it retarded?
Party? Should we get retarded in here?
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
That's really fucking offensive sounding. I never realized that.
Right?
I always thought it was just a rally for a party, but then it's just fucking scary offensive. It's
like I'm not terrified by it, but...
I'm bigotry.
I think it's... Well, in the hip-hop community, it's all right. It's, you know, it's...
No where I'm from, that is commonly used. Everyone's wicked retarded.
No, it's
retarded.
Pronounced retarded.
Everyone's wicked retarded. Yeah. Or queer and shut up, fatty.
Yeah, for... Well, for
hey,
more...
fatty, you're not going to fit on this ride at Six Flags New England, formerly Riverside.
Get out of here, you wicked retarded queer.
You know what? Walk this way so people can stare at you.
Well, I tell you, Lowell, Massachusetts sounds like a delightful place to visit.
Haven't you seen The Fighter? It is delightful there.
Haven't you seen The Fighter or The Town? Or
I wish I could say it's not like that, but it was.
Really, in your town, they just rob banks all the time? It was the
No, I'm not. That's,
they rob
that's
banks?
Charleston. Or oh, Charlestown. Okay. Whoever you're talking to.
And then sexy FBI agent John Hamm would come in and do something.
Oh,
shit. Someone just came.
Hey. To be fair, she could have been a fan of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Or
we don't know it was John
Hamm. Or just Hamm in general.
Hamm!
I fucking come every time I think about Hamm. What's that look at me? What? That was a very knowing
look. Oh, Jonah,
look.
I want you to come over and play with my Hamm radio. Jesus Christ! Oh, I knew it, and I still let it happen. All right, you guys. I want to bring out our guy. I just want to make sure this is recording. I totally trust that.
It's a good time to check.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean,
I think there's a gentleman over there with the MacBook Pro that is.
He is. I see
happen.
It. Thank you for recording this. I just in case, the computer.
What
crash.
Are you running, Snow Leopard?
Oh, Jesus.
That's cool. 10.6.6, right? You got the update for the App Store. Cool. You got iLife 11 on there.
Check out my site. Check out my sites on geocities.com/I can't remember the rest.
I'm Mr. Awesome at prodigy.net, so if you want send me an email. I'm at CompuServe.
My first email, barfthemog@webtv.com.
My first email was craptastic@AOL.com.
Hey.
You may or may not know, mine was MatthewD2@AOL.com. It fucking rhymed.
Which you could now change to Dave Matthews D2s.
I jokingly have said to my girlfriend, sorry, that I want to name my child David so I can call him David and then middle name Matthew so I can say Dave Matthew.
For those of you listening at home, Chris just dropped his microphone in disgust.
Heard it.
Rightfully so.
They could sense the disgust coming through their ears. That is worse than fucking Liam Gallagher calling his kid Lennon.
Nah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I used to get in so many fights about Oasis.
Because David is a first name. Melanin is not.
Yes, I know, but it's still...
probably pretty good, right?
No. I used to get in so many arguments with people about Oasis. There was one friend of mine who was like, I go, well, they're just ripping off the Beatles. He's like, no, it's ironic. They're paying, you know, they're making... And I'm like,
was your friend Bob Odenkirk?
Is anyone's friend Bob Odenkirk? So, can anyone really nestle in that little core?
Robot?
I don't think so.
Get to know him? Anyway, I hope he comes on the podcast sometime.
That would be nice. Yeah.
But I want to introduce our guest. This guy, I get accused of this a lot. Like, I could chart where you met everyone because you always say it in your pot. It's the same guy.
Christopher, I just want you to know that I could chart everyone in there.
You could chart everyone?
He's now in Boston.
He's now in Boston.
He moved. We picked up the dialect.
So, Zach and I used to do it. There was this open mic in Los Angeles called the Gypsy Cafe, and when we were doing the Tig show earlier, Tig said, I can't, it's so weird to think of like where everyone's ended up, and we always just do this crappy open mic back in L.A. that was so much fun. But I mean, I don't even have to list credits because it's the guy you came to see, ladies and gentlemen. Oh wait, hang on. Jonah never learned how to tie his shoes. He is baffled by the knot tie. I know. Well, there's no Velcro beards.
I got neck beard. Like I'm a bass player in a metal band.
You're like some kind
of... You go to the pavement show? Yeah.
You're like some kind of yarn Lincoln.
Let's do it. No one can fucking hear this.
We'll take them off. We'll take them off. And
for
then,
those of no, you at no. home, we've just grown real beards.
Real beards made out of yarn. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Mr. Zach Galifianakis. Yeah. I was just told I needed to cheat to the right a little bit because all these people can't see me on this side. Was that true?
You guys complaining already?
Did someone did you guys say that to somebody?
No.
Okay.
It was the person I made fun of. She registered a complaint during new business.
Yeah.
All right, these do have to come off. This is a tremendously bad idea.
If Adrian Brody was your guest, would you have giant noses on?
Yep. Yeah. We would have.
No. I thought it was disrespectful, Zach.
It's very disrespectful.
I'm so jealous of your beard. When I try
I'm jealous of your thinness.
Well.
You and me both. Tapeworm.
I just got one of those tapeworms, guys. That's all it was. I got one of those tapeworms everyone's talking about. I can't grow a beard. My hair grows straight out, so when it gets to a certain length, I just look like a Play-Doh fun factory. Everything's just like, blah, blah. Here, you might need to.
I'm talking to you. So excited to do a podcast.
I think when we first asked you, your exact words were, I will never do a podcast. And I don't know what happened. I don't know why you decided to come
around. I don't know where in your career you're at now that you're doing this.
It is weird. How do you feel about it so far?
I'm already regretting it.
I guess probably in like 10 years ago, I was working on a movie and I had my head shaved. And I took a picture with Zach. Someone took a Polaroid of us in a bar where I used to spend. I lived, and I go, here, Zach, sign it just for the fuck of it. And he wrote on it. It's the two of us standing next together. And Zach wrote, "Wish you weren't here, Zach Galifianakis."
Well, Chris, at the time you're drinking, it's true.
It was pretty bad. Yeah. It was pretty bad. Zach, I seem to recall passing out on the floor of your house a couple times.
That's not true. It was a futon. Yeah, you used to get really drunk, and I would get mildly drunk, and I'm like, God, I'm so glad I'm not that guy. Chris was really bloated.
He really
and
was.
And then you came to London and you did the same thing. Remember I was working in...
Yes, you were working on the summary movie.
Yeah, a summary movie. And then Chris and I went to this dance club.
Yep. Yeah, why not?
Disco. This story checks out.
It was a disco. It was a disco. And Bjork was there. And yeah. And Chris was fascinated with Bjork and followed her around. And I got so embarrassed for him. And then I have a video. I don't know where it is, but there is a video. I videotaped you talking about your love for Icelandic elves.
Yeah. This is really taking some of the bite out of my Dave Matthews attacks.
Nothing wrong with, don't fucking put them in the same
all right,
boat.
Listen. No, I know. Okay, what happened was we were at this discotheque, and Bjork was there, and I had it in my head like, wouldn't it be awesome if I could just say I danced with Bjork? I've got to dance with Bjork. And you know, I was on like pint 15 by that night. The beer's a little stronger over there, over in London. And I waited and I waited.
For
and
those of you that have not traveled.
We don't know if all these people have been to London. Have you been to London? See, this fucking guy right here.
Oh, fucking, don't point it out.
What?
Like you say, hey, asshole, you ever been anywhere? No,
this guy
I didn't
never
think
been,
so.
All
what
I'm
about
saying,
you piece of shit? No, just America? Fuck you.
Jonah. All I'm saying is that this guy has never done anything interesting with his life ever.
I know.
But, and so I waited and I waited and she kept talking to this guy and I'm like, God damn it, he's cock Bjorking me. That's what I thought in my head. And,
you really wanted to Bjork her, right?
I really wanted to Bjork her. And I walked up to her finally. You and your friends were way ready to go and I was like, no, come on, this way. All just fat and blotchy and bloated. No, me. And I tap her on the shoulder and I'm like, excuse me, Bjork. And
excuse me, Bjork.
That's what I said to her. And I've never seen someone do a turn so fast. She just looked at me and then instantly went in the other direction and then maybe disappeared in a cloud of fairy dust. I'm not 100% sure. And then we went back to the apartment you were staying at.
My flat.
Your flat.
Those I don't think you know
that.
That
have not been to London, it's called flats. We had some crisps.
Things are much different there.
We took a lift.
We call those potato chips. This is America. And I sat on your bed and I was legitimately depressed and you started videotaping me and I honestly was like, yeah, I thought Bjork would be nice. I tried to talk to her and it just didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out. I mean, I just don't know. And I've gotten to one of those moments like this failed drunken attempt with Bjork really made me question my place in the universe. Or something.
But not your drinking, apparently.
No. Drinking was always the last reason anything ever happened. But
and that failed attempt to talk to Bjork turned into anal sex with me.
As most things do.
When
Bjork was a plant. She's an old friend of mine.
I believe, isn't the old saying, when God closes a Bjork, he opens an anus?
Zach's anus.
Oh, Zach's anus.
Specifically.
Yeah. That was fun. I remember going, I think I went to the premiere of the submarine movie. What was it? Below. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
It was called Below. And I think that was
why?
That?
Below the radar.
Oh.
I think that was the... Was that your first movie? Like, first kind of big movie?
No, I've done a lot of films.
Well... But anything recently?
I was in this indie called Hangover.
Is that the one with the snow?
Yes.
The snowboarding?
Ivory Merchant. Or Merchant Ivory film?
Merchant Ivory presents Out Cold.
Yeah. Merchant Ivory Wayans.
Sony... Did you just say Merchant Ivory Wayans?
Yes, I did.
In Living Colors.
He's the least preachy.
But that was a fun night though, because your friends were all these super slick British actors, and we went to these weird private British clubs where there are all sorts of swanky people.
Yeah, I felt out of place, but it was yeah. For some reason, I was into the discotheque scene.
All I remember is walking through like Trafalgar Square, being totally hammered, and you were following everyone in the back. And I don't know why you kept doing this. You just kept going, "Gays in the military."
I have to admit, when I was living in London, I was dating this pot dealer in Vancouver, and she would send me pot cookies and chocolate covered mushrooms, and I didn't have to work a lot in London. I had a lot of days off, and I remember being like, I would eat these chocolate covered mushrooms and listen to the Pet Shop Boys. And then walk around, and I remember one night by myself, because they give you like money, like per diem, like cash. And I remember one night the moon was so amazing, and I had nothing to do, and I was so on mushrooms. I was offering strangers walking down the sidewalk 50 quid, which is like $100 now, to look at the moon with me.
Did anyone take you up on that offer?
No, no. What am I going to hang out with a fat bearded guy, like looking at the moon? No matter what the price is.
50 quid?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. Mushrooms are... I'm only saying this.
True, they are
I'm
fun,
only saying
sir.
This. Does anybody have any mushrooms? I was at the...
Are you going to do the mushroom monologues?
I was at the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, and my brother and I took mushrooms, and we went, and there was a plaque on the wall at looking at all these statues, and the plaque said, or I thought the plaque said, the statues were made out of marble. I thought the plaque said, "Why shouldn't you touch marble?" But the plaque said, "Why you shouldn't touch marble." So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, why shouldn't I touch marble? So I'm stroking a statue on mushrooms. I don't know if you've ever had a whistle blown in your ear from a security person on mushrooms.
So in your head, you thought, like, a message from the Marble Council reminding you, touch marble. I've never done mushrooms. I've never done...
They're awesome.
No, the only thing... Listen, I used to drink for 50 people, and the only... Like, I smoked pot a handful of times, and I always started having panic attacks. Like, I was afraid that if I didn't concentrate on my heart, it would stop beating. And so I was never able... So I would freak out if I took mushrooms, because if weird shit started happening, it would be over.
When I smoke pot, I can't decide whether or not I'm hungry, so I don't eat. So maybe I should get a tapeworm.
A pot-smoking tapeworm!
We'll hang out.
I think there was another time where... Did we buy scalp tickets to a Bruce Springsteen concert once? You and I.
Oh.
And Bobby Tisdale was there. Our friend Bobby Tisdale.
I've been to Bruce Springsteen, but I don't remember buying a...
I feel like I have a memory of us driving down West Sunset Boulevard through kind of a shady area town, and I used to just be really paranoid.
Shady area town? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, just a shady... Like
it
a
sounds
shady,
delightful and relaxing.
A shady area of town. And, no, not with a lot of oak trees. I mean, like oh. Bang, bang.
Shady area town. Isn't that where they would put the mother on Golden Girls? Like, they threaten her. We're putting you in shady areas town, ma. And then she'd say something
Estelle
funny.
Getty is no longer with us. I don't appreciate... I knew it. I fucking told you not to bring it up. I told you not to bring it up. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is one of Zach's favorite movies.
I didn't know you were serious.
Aww.
I'm so sorry.
I'm over it.
What were you fucking talking
Shady
about?
Shady area of town.
Bruce, I don't think we ever tried to scalp...
I thought Bobby Tisdale was sitting on your brother's lap because there was so many of us crammed into your car. And he was bouncing up and down in your brother's lap like he was being fucked, shouting out the window, going, "Yeah, fuck my ass, fuck my ass!" And I'm like, "Guys, come on, calm down. Someone's really gonna shoot us."
Oh, that was the Hillary Duff concert.
Oh, okay, right. So
old
it was more
Hillary
recent.
Duff.
It was
old Hillary.
Yeah, she sold out. She totally sold out. Are you dipping right now?
Not right now. No.
Oh, okay. But you do. You chew.
I chew tobacco. Yes.
When did that start?
Like the 1600s. They were like.
Well played.
It's smoke
good
this
preparation
or chew
for the Zucker
it.
Brothers on Monday night. Everybody used to do this.
Those high school guys did that. I never was in.
Genetically, I can do this because I'm from Tennessee, and this is how everyone. This is like a currency.
Yeah, I can't. I've never done that.
Why did you start? What was the chewing thing?
I did a movie. A lot of people call them films. the character dipped, and they gave me prunes. To dip, and I couldn't speak with the prunes, and I said, just give me the real thing, and that was like 3 years ago, and I've been addicted ever since. I didn't like the high school guys that dip. They call me fag and pussy.
At least you didn't.
And I went to the prom with them.
At least you didn't pick up a disgusting habit like eating prunes.
That's a very manly Southern thing to do. Did this happen? I always thought it was interesting that you just, and this was really even before, you know, you started to work a lot. You were like, I'm just going to move to the South and buy a house and live on a farm.
I was, I moved to North Carolina, and speaking of tobacco, my dad is, even though he's from Greece, he decided to become a tobacco chewing guy, and I was on my farm, and I was dipping. This was a couple years ago. And my dad said to me, he goes, are you chewing tobacco? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, that's so great. Like his little drama son now chewing tobacco. He loved it.
You want to get some pussy? No.
God damn it.
I don't know if your dad has an accent. I just assigned him a weird accent.
Yeah, like, what was that, Borat? Or
I don't know what that was. I have a weird mixture accent.
It's always the Nasen XB.
Are you the Nasen XB?
Yes. Oh, Nasone.
Is that really you?
Your nose is a tight pussy.
Oh, yeah, it is you.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
That was the line that sensed it.
Wait, are you really the Nasen XB?
No.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint. God damn it! See, I'm the Nasal Next B. Come back so I can fuck your asthma away. But you shot that. You shot the Kanye video on your farm, right?
Yeah, Kanye West video, yeah.
I think Mike Blyden's here tonight, isn't he? Mike
Blyden? Where is
Mike
that?
Blyden's here. Mike Blyden directed the Kanye West video.
Yeah, he's the best.
How the fuck do you just... How does that happen?
Kanye West.
Con.
KW came and saw...
If you say his full name, it sounds like a regional airline. I'm flying
in Kanye West.
Kanye West.
It's going into Burbank because they have the runways that can handle the smaller planes.
You're gonna fly down to the dirty south.
Yeah,
but it's nothing like Soul Plane.
I have to buy three seats on Kanye West.
Yeah. No, every seat is first class. How does that happen?
Khan came down.
You mean Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah.
Kanye!
Kanye West came to a show that I was doing. He had seen this. I did this music video for Anita Baker.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
This Anita Baker video, and he saw it, and he came and saw me do stand-up, and then he said, hey, will you do a music video for me after seeing my stand-up? And then I said, I will, but I'm going to my farm. And you can't tell me what to do. I did say that to him. And then Blyden and I and a couple of people, this guy Will Oldham was visiting. He's a great singer. Was visiting my place, and then we shot it. And so we shot the video. Blyden edited it, and I email it to Kanye West. And then I call him to see, you know, and he doesn't really bring up the video where it's like small talk. So then I, out of nowhere, I went, So have you seen the video? He goes, yeah. I went, oh, the video's stupid. I was like, oh, it's just dumb. And he goes, yeah, stupid's good where I come from. And then I said, yeah, I get your people's lingo. Like, I make a racial slur over the... which I'm very fond of doing. And, so it just... that's kind of how that went down.
And then it exploded.
Yeah.
Kanye West is here tonight. Wouldn't that be fucking crazy? No, he's not here. No, Zach, I'm sorry. He's not really here.
One person. In San Francisco.
Kanye was hanging out with... He was hanging around the LA comedy scene for a while. I know he was going to some of the Largo shows, and I think he was doing some improv with some of the UCB people.
Yeah, he's friends with the Z's.
He really was.
Yeah.
Now he really was studying improv. Like I think they were training him for something. And I don't know if they were bringing Wild and Outback or I don't know. Wild and Outback improv Australian steak restaurant that just popped into my. Everything's been going really well for you lately. Is this what you thought it would be? I mean, like, obviously, you know.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know. I was talking to that guy over there. It's just you're not mic'd, so no one can hear what you shouted.
He said location.
Cobbs.
You heard it.
Cobbs.
So, pretty weird about the world. What's going on and such?
I have all fucking night. I just want to know if it's... I mean, because you're doing right now what most comics kind of think they want, you know? Like, they want a career that people care about. And I just want to know, does it feel like what you thought it would feel like? Or do you think about it in those terms? Or what is it?
I bought 10 Mini Coopers. Is it feel good to work or does it feel good to like be in like movie?
Well, I just feel like it's comics, you know, like you strive most of your life, like there's just some weird goal that you have, like, oh, I want to do better and I want to do more and I want to be more well known and I want to perform in bigger venues. And did you have that at all? Sometimes I feel like you really don't give a shit about any of this stuff.
Well, I think if I ever wanted to be I would have changed my name from Galifianakis. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to be bellhop number two and
right.
Smoke my pot and have a little bit of a thing. And then...
Because you get away with stuff that no one else... When you were doing the Fox hit drama True Calling, you told me you did... Zach did an interview for True Calling and they... It was like he was trying to get fired from the show. And they said... the interviewer said... So, and they're like, is this a show you would watch? And he goes, not really, not really.
Yeah, I was telling the lead actress that she was eating her way to cancellation. And when the show got canceled, I was waiting for this day because I hated the show. It was so bad. And so this is 7 in the morning. The producer comes out. You know, there's 50 people. They're losing their jobs. And he comes out and he goes, hey, guys, I want to let you know that we're going to film for the next few days, but we're being canceled. We're being replaced by a show called The North Shore. And everybody's done a great job, and it's been a wonderful experience. And I raised my hand. 7 in the morning. He goes, yeah, Zach, what? I went, do you know the casting director to The North Shore? No one laughed. Terrible. But I was so in love with that it was getting canceled. It was great.
So did you audition for that show, or did they just offer
I auditioned for that show, and then I had written... When you audition for a show, there's like sides or like a script. And it was for this thing in L.A. or... called Pilot Season, and I had... So I flip the page, and on the flip page, I had written Pilot Season sucks or something. And the studio executives kind of liked that. And that's the only reason I got hired. It wasn't because of my acting or anything. It was just because I guess I charmed Or I made fun of the whole process.
Well, then they should have been delighted by your, do you know the casting director to the North Shore comment?
Oh, not only that, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Is this live?
Yeah, no one will hear this.
So, the writers would fly up. We were shooting in Vancouver, and the writers would fly up to present their show, their episode.
Uh-huh.
And I always... I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my old joke. I would always put a trash can right next to the door, so after the table read, we'd do the table read. It was like a series. It wasn't a comedy. It was like a drama. And I would go, whoever the... writer, I was like, great script, Karen, and I would throw it the
I don't know how you get away with that stuff.
Because
like,
I'm trying to get fired. Like,
I know. But you do that stuff all the time. You said when you're working
on... The less you care, like, it does, shit on the system, they respect it.
You know, but there's
and
something...
And by they, I mean the Jews. And by the Jews, I mean they.
There's something about your DNA that where people you can do that and people are like, oh, it's so quirky and funny. If I did that, if I fucking threw a script in a track and people were like, get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit.
You know why? Well, you're too skinny.
Is that the problem? That's the problem. I got a tapeworm. But you said. You said you kept saying something to Ted Danson on Bored to Death, which is something about how terrible Becker was or something.
I just say to him, no one gives a shit about Becker. Because he would tell his stories about Becker.
Did you just boo that?
Well, Ted Danson?
Some of us here in the audience really like Becker. We appreciate you taking shots at it.
It's Ted Danson.
I didn't tell you, Ted's here.
Oh, Ted.
That was Mary Steenburgen for him. Ted in the bathroom.
Sounds like a man.
The greatest cover band name I ever heard was a band in San Diego called Ted Danson, D-A-N-C-I-N.
My favorite DJ name is DJ Tanner.
Yes.
Which is a San Francisco reference. Yes.
It really is.
At Cheers in Boston, you can get the John Ratzenberger.
That's a wicked retarded burger, Matthew. No, listen, I'm just a school janitor. I just know how to solve these math problems. I don't know how it comes to happen.
Listen, I got a fucking gift, okay? I don't care, but these floors are dirty.
I mean, listen, you can go to Harvard and spend all your money, but I pick up
stuff. I'm over here
books.
At Bunker Hill Community College washing these floors for you fuckers, and I can solve this.
That's the movie. That's what the movie's like. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you watch... Do you... What are you watching right now? What do you like?
What?
Jonah? What do I watch?
I've known you for a long time, but I really feel like I don't really know you very
Thank
well.
Thank you. What do I... I ain't got no TV. I ain't got no VCR. I ain't got no podcast.
You're going to rush out and do one now, though, right? The Zach Galifianakis podcast.
Yeah, I think... I don't have a TV. I don't have a knowledge of... stuff. As far as... in my hotel, I was watching The End of the World, which is every weekend if you watch any cable. But now it seems like Egypt is, like, really... I don't mean to bring it down, but... It is crazy.
Bring the lights down.
They're Egyptian.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
What was your question?
I want to know, because like Tig mentioned earlier, we all sort of... But you've been doing comedy for longer. You've been doing comedy longer than I have. When did you start?
71.
Okay.
90s.
That's adorable.
96.
But your stand-up, your background was more acting, so your stand-up was always more presentational and theatrical. I mean, did you think stand-up was something that you wanted to pursue, or you were just kind of fucking around doing these pieces on stage?
I was trying to... I moved to New York, and I was trying to go to acting school classes, and then I could not stop laughing during... if you've ever been in an acting class, like, it's a therapy session for... Honestly, like Don Imus' wife is in acting class.
Oh, yeah.
Deidre.
is and people are crying a lot. I could not stop giggling while people were crying.
Right.
And I got turned off by acting classes, and then I met a woman in a bar, and she said, you should do stand-up, and then that's how I started doing it. I don't know a lot about stand-up. I don't know the history of, like, stand-up. I'm starting to learn all that stuff. Like, I'm into Yakov Smirnoff.
Yep.
Who's the original Borat.
Who? What comics do you like?
As far as comedians, I like Larry the David guy. Mm-hmm.
Do you also like Jake Steinfeld?
Jake Steinfeld. I like Chris Elliott. I like that kind of whatever he was doing. I like that a lot. I liked Ellen Cleghorn.
When you're on stage, especially because before people kind of got to know who you were and a sense of who you were, and you're touring around, what did you feel like? How were crowds taking you, like, in the middle of the country?
Well, I got to tell you about, I was opening up for Janine Garofalo in this city, and I would say some really bad jokes, and specifically in this town, not necessarily this crowd, but I think political correctness became a terrible thing. It hurt liberalism a little bit, I think, that people couldn't laugh at it. But in the middle of the country, I don't know, it's very confusing. I mean, we can do an anthropological talk about it, and then I see like 8 people yawning right now. it's an interesting social. I've done many, many jokes about races. Mm-hmm. I have done many, many jokes about that. People will come on and say retarded jokes. The retarded people have no voice, so it's okay to make fun of the retarded people.
Right.
That's why I don't make retarded jokes. I've done jokes about black people, Jewish, Greeks, and people decide who they're going to get offended by, which I find the most racist thing you can do. In other words, if I make what is your nationality?
I'm half Italian and half Anglo mutt. I don't know. I'm Italianish.
The worst combination.
Yeah, exactly.
In other words, if I can make fun of the Chinese, I can make fun of Chinese. This. But if I used to do a Jewish joke where I said I'm not very successful in Hollywood because I have a Jew block on my phone. This was before it was cool. People would get like insanely like, why? But you just laughed at my black joke. Like,
oh right.
The fact that you're, I respect if someone gets offended by everything. I do respect that. I really do. But if you're gonna pick and choose which you're gonna be offended by, is the most racist thing you can do.
Yeah.
I find.
Yeah.
Some guys with Confederate flags clapping.
That you know, I almost just got into it with a guy on Twitter the other day because.
Oh, shit.
Twitter. Here he goes.
Oh, man. This guy's really going out on a limb.
But some guy, I made a joke the other day about. We had this giant game of operation on this show I work on called Attack of the Show, and it was Kevin Pereira's face, the host, and there was a wiener on it, and so I took the wiener out, and there was a picture of me holding the wiener, and I said, oh, I was going to give it back to Kevin, but a homeless guy ate it when it fell out of my pocket when I went to give him change. He said it tasted oddly familiar. Okay, so that's what I said. And so this guy wrote to me, and he was like, you know, I was homeless for a little while, and I wish people would stop making homeless jokes.
And now he has Twitter, good for him.
Wait a minute, yeah. Yep. It's a success story.
So far.
But on this guy's homepage, on this guy's little user, his homepage, part of his description was something like, ass kicker, pussy snaker.
Wait.
Like he snakes out pussies.
That like a tapeworm? I'm in.
No. No, he's not trying to make the pussies thinner.
Like tentacle? Like a fucking...
I'm like, how can you get offended about a homeless thing, but you have a rape joke on your homepage?
Pretty easily, okay. Obviously.
All right. So I think people love to pick and choose because, is you know, like, because we're all just selfish and like, oh, you, it's fun to laugh at other things. But the second, like, what? There was a girl in the back right there when you said, when I said I'm half Italian and Anglo, and you go, the worst combination. Some girl goes, that's not funny, or whatever you said back there. What was it that you said?
All right.
You dumb white piece of shit.
Those of you at home who didn't hear
it,
she went, ow.
Which is exactly what happened when your parents conceived you.
Ow.
Ah, she's white. Give her a break.
Ow. Yeah.
To be fair, my dad's very tall. My mom's very small. That's probably
You're
what...
You're half Italian?
Yeah, my mother's... My great-grandparents immigrated from Italy. Oh. But we're all just Ew. Whiteies.
Yeah.
We're just whiteies.
Shut
up, you Portuguese Hawaiian.
Whoa.
No
one knows how to make fun of that stuff.
My entire dad's side of my family, I went on Ancestry.com. They were all just cigar makers who lived in Cuba.
Really? You're Cuban?
Apparently.
You had no idea?
So the internet told me for $30 a month.
Why do you pay monthly once they tell you where you're from?
I don't know.
I better keep myself.
I'd like to cancel it.
I might be from somewhere else next month.
What did they do the next year?
I had so much shit that I wanted to cancel, but I never will do it. I finally, my credit card expired, and it was like freeing. Fuck you, gym I never go to anymore.
That's how I've gotten out of bar tabs. They give them expired credit cards.
Oh.
That's a horrible thing I said about myself, and I apologize to anyone that's ever worked in the service industry.
Wait, what did you do, Jonah?
I knowingly gave a bartender, I said, I'm going to open up a tab. And then I got a bunch of drinks and then just left because it was a canceled card.
That is
brilliant. But I got really wasted and had a really good time.
Check out the Freeloader's Guide to Easy Living on Jonah Ray's website. I think one of my favorite things I've ever... Can I be honest with you about something?
You're talking to me?
Yeah. Can I be honest with you about something? I have not seen The Hangover. I know.
Me either.
Wow.
It's not for any reason. I just got busy and I just haven't seen it.
It's hard to find.
It wasn't a choice. But one of my favorite...
It wasn't a choice? I feel like it was.
Okay. I want to see it. It's just one of those things. I want to see the movie.
I don't want to see it, but what's bad on Netflix, Twitter?
Yeah. I'm going to watch Percy and the Olympians.
You know, I have never read it.
I did watch Percy and the Olympians. Yeah. God damn it, I wish I could get that.
Something that looks
back.
Obviously bad.
That just happened to come on, though.
I never rented that singled out DVD.
We made one. We did make a singled out DVD.
I'm sure
you did?
Yeah, we did. The Dirt on the Dates. It sold about 100 copies. But one of my favorite roles that I've ever seen was you as the crazy homeless guy who was freaked out by queefs on the Sarah Silverman show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then she vanquishes you by queefing.
As I was doing that, I'm like, I hope my mom does not have Comedy Central. Queefing is something that is a new territory.
I feel like people have been doing it for years.
By people, you mean...
Them. I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, I want to see The Hangover. I just haven't seen it. There are a lot of movies that I have not seen that I still haven't seen.
I bought the Blu-ray the first week, and now it's like $8.
What is this, a Hangover beat-up night?
Zach, why is it now $8?
Because I have not passed out enough flyers.
That'd be terrible. That's where the movie industry is going to be. You're going to have to start flyering your own movies.
No, that's exactly what the whole thing about the movie industry, not to bore you guys, but is the acting is one thing, and then you have to go sell your soul to the fucking horseshit industry of the Warner Brothers people who are a nice company. So they can afford. So the head of Warner Brothers can afford new Bentleys. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I was working on a movie once, and the director said,
"No, you weren't."
Yep. Okay. I said once, like literally one time, and the director said that studio came to tell him that they had no more money for the budget, but they catered the meeting with like $1,000 and took it out of the budget they said they didn't have left.
Terminator 3, right?
No, it was not Terry. It was a little film called House of a Thousand Corpses.
We'll be right back with rich people complaining about their jobs.
First world problems. And it's like no one understands. It's the worst thing in the world. Like you go to and they won't give you more budget for your movie. And it's like they catered it, but there's not hummus. And it's just like, it's just awful.
Hey, Matt, tell them about your job.
Well, I work a lot, sometimes till midnight. Fucking A.
We have to get you out of that job, Matthew.
What do you do, Matt?
Well, I work at a store that sells computers.
Oh, good.
And I dispense tech support.
Really surprising.
Yeah. Was it the glasses or my stomach? Someone went, oh, that's sweet.
Yay.
But anyway, yeah.
He celebrates your
Thank
size.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. No, but
what's
going
to be really funny is that if we do a Nerdist tour on the road and people show up with like stuffed tapeworms and they're like, here, Matt, this is for you.
Aww. They'll show up with stuffed tapeworms and fucking broken iPods and say, fix this. Fix it. Todd Glass's favorite thing to do is to come into that place, hand me his phone, and say, you fix. You fix. You fix. He fix. And he yells it.
Todd Glass is so fucking funny. Do you guys know who Todd Glass is?
Yeah!
You really know who Todd Glass is.
More than most.
Do the waitresses know what an empty glass is? Meaning, can I get a beer up here?
Can me as well, please.
Two.
Matt is my trainer, so...
So what you're going to want to do, Zach, is sit. For a while.
Matt, you've got to start doing stand-up.
And, watch
Matt
Star Trek.
Matt is in a legal battle right now. He's suing donuts because of the hole.
I'm like, seriously, I want the middle. What is this, Munchkin? Dunkin' Donuts, folks.
I was just joking, but I'm really not.
Zach, that's not funny.
Oh, the fucking millionaire gets a beer, and then I gotta...
Jonah, that's ridiculous. That's a multimillionaire.
Yes, please.
I mean, multi.
Multi.
Not multi. Wow.
Oh, thanks. Two beers, Zach.
Thanks, guys. I was just making...
Now, Zach, what you're going to want to do is hit this after.
Jonah, tip her. Come on.
Here.
Pay me, and then I'll tip her. He's got spare money.
That was a single.
Can you get that back from her? We were talking about Todd Glass backstage. He's one of my favorite... Todd Glass is one of my favorite people. I saw Todd Glass do a whole set at the Improv one night where the bit was that he was a cop and he was trying out stand-up for the first time. And so he had them play on the CD a police scanner in the background. And he would tell jokes, and then when people would laugh, he'd be like, shh, make everyone listen to the police scanner. He wouldn't let anyone laugh during his whole set because it stopped on the police scanner.
The gentleman that Chris is talking about. Your name's Chris, right?
I think so. It's Chad Hardwick if you got the Live Nation email.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did it say Chad Hardwick?
It said the Nerdist Podcast with Chad Hardwick. So I had dinner with Tom Lennon and Ben Garan tonight, and we decided that Chad Hardwick was my dick brother that everyone thought was awesome, but I'm like, you guys, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, but Chad does cool stuff.
No, he's a fucking dick. You don't even know. Chad's a fucking dick.
But he's really, really cool.
Chad lettered in date rape. He's a fucking dick.
That was a funny night.
Todd's another one of those guys that can just say whatever he wants to people, and it's hilarious.
Well, because he starts it with, wouldn't it be funny if I said, and then a horrible thing.
Then he goes, come on, seriously.
This gentleman that we're talking about, Todd Glass, it was when you're trying to be an actor in Los Angeles, you have to go into these commercial auditions where they force you to get on all fours and eat a cracker. But I was doing some commercial audition. I don't remember what it was. And I never met the guy that they're talking about. And so the casting agent calls in groups of guys at 17 at a time. And the casting agent goes, so This is what you have to do. I'm not doing a gay voice.
That's a Russian accent.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is you have to hold the product, you have to look in the camera, and you have to say this, and then you dip the chips, and you're like, you eat it, and you like smile to the camera, and then you go like this. And Todd Glass goes, "You're really good. You should get it." And he walked out of the room. I never knew who that guy was, but in the auditions back then, they would take Polaroids, and I just took the guy's Polaroid, and I put it in my pocket, and I have it still. Like, I have it. I shouldn't have told this story.
Do you still talk to Todd?
Yeah.
Is he gonna do his own podcast anytime soon?
He talked about it. He said in about a year. So this is like 6 months ago. So in about a year, if he's ready to do it, he'll
sort of
do
it monthly. Their seats. Shit, when's that Todd Glass podcast coming out? I really need to fucking figure out when that podcast is coming out.
I am not going back to work or getting a boner until the Todd Glass podcast comes out. Todd Glass used to do Comedy and Everything Else with Jimmy Dore.
Yep.
And then they had a breakup?
We'll call it a temporary setback. Spill it.
Spill what?
Why Todd left the...
Oh, spill it.
Oh, as
I'm thinking
in the
literally,
beans.
Like, are we supposed to pour one out for their relationship? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I didn't know where this was going. Weird audience participation.
Location.
Would you... No, location, location, location. I'm a realtor. I hope you had an okay time tonight, though.
Nope.
Just fucking around.
I think we should get formally told to leave.
My question is, are you going to do more podcasts after this?
Oh, my God. I love podding. I love podding. And I love casting.
Well, yeah, we got to wrap it up. They have to close up.
Yep.
So thank you so much for coming out tonight. Zach Galifianakis.
Thank you, everyone.
Other shows at Sketchfest.
Chris Hardwick, everybody.
Thank you, Chris Hardwick. Just start recording your podcast. That's all you have to do.
Let's do it.
The internet makes it very easy. Thanks. Come out. Get it back. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was generously brought to you by Falcon Northwest Computer Systems, where you can have the PC of your dreams custom built for you. From the fastest gaming machines to laptops hand-painted with your company logo, Falcon Northwest builds them all. To find out more, please visit falcon-nw.com.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.